This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We have a real treat now here on RNIB Connect Radio with news of the resurrection of a ballet masterpiece, as Northern Ballet's award-winning production of Romeo and Juliet has been brought back to the stage with a nationwide tour around the country with, of course, audio-described performances for blind and partially sighted people. Bippa Moore, MBE, Northern Ballet's Artistic and Learning Assistant plus Audio Describer, joins me now to tell me more about the return of this much-loved, critically acclaimed Northern Ballet production of Romeo and Juliet. Hello, Pippa, and good to have you back here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Toby.
Pippa, this is a true resurrection of Northern Ballet's production of Romeo and Juliet, which premiered in 1991, winning many awards, as I say. But this is the first time that the production has been back on a theatre stage in 16 years, as I believe the set and costumes were badly damaged in a flood. And there has been great help and support to bring this production back to the stage, hasn't there?
That's right, Toby. I mean, it's such a beloved piece of Northern Ballet's heritage. And, you know, when we had the flood damage back in 2015, over £2 million worth of sets and costumes were wrecked. Prior to that, there'd been an arson attack on the stores where we kept a lot of the production sets and costumes. It just, this ballet seemed to have a whole dramatic event series of its own. So yes, it wasn't performed. The last time I think was 2009 in Beijing, actually. So although we had over 500 performances of it nationwide and abroad, it really does feel like a long-awaited return of this much-loved ballet. It was one of the first that I performed when I joined the company and danced from I joined in 96 and we performed it in 97. I went on to dance Juliet for many years. So it has a real special place in my heart as well. I can't wait to see it restored and reloved.
Oh, that's lovely. And many of us, of course, will know the story of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And for those of us who may not have seen this critically acclaimed award-winning production, would you mind just giving me a bit of a flavour of the look and feel of Northern Ballet's Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, of course. And both Christopher Gable, who directed the ballet, Massimo Morricone, who choreographed it, and Les Brotherston, who designed it, all honoured the story with such depth of detail and even the pace of the story. So it's very much what you would expect. We haven't turned, you know, in the Shakespearean story to anything modern day. It's the tragic love story that we would expect, set in Verona in the 14th century. We've got our two rival families involved in a feud that's continued through the generations and neither are ready to forgive or forget. And our two teenagers, Romeo, who's a Montague, Juliet, who's a Capulet, fall in love. And they do, as we know, commit suicide due to their family's ongoing dispute. So Northern Ballet have created this ballet that is youthful, energetic, bold. And what I love is that all this is contrasted with a real intimacy and stillness. And it works in every theatre we go to, whether it's a big stage or a smaller stage. I just love the versatility of this production. The set is very clever. It's quite simplistic. There's a palette of sort of stone greys, which evoke the town square. And you have pillars that are crumbling and staircases made of this stone look. This is contrasted with the opulence of the Capulet's household. You know, we've got red and black and gold, these powerful sort of injections of colour that appear. And of course, then you've got the textures of the costumes of that opulence, the velvet and the fur and the leather. Throughout, Juliet is a sort of this beacon of purity, and she is in white throughout. So these sort of images are so evocative of the story. I just think it goes hand in hand. I think, you know, we've done a Shakespeare, we've done him proud, hopefully.
And I know, you know, sort of as you mentioned, there's great choreography with Northern Ballet productions, and with Romeo and Juliet, there's very realistic street fighting and sword play, depicting, I suppose, the sort of true tension between the two families, which must be in some ways good fun as a describer to bring to life for blind and partially sighted audiences.
Oh, yes. I mean, super exciting. Jonathan Howell was the original director and creator of the fight, and he has been able to come back and work with us again, which is absolutely fantastic. And his sort of timing and the spacing of these fights and his ability to create absolute chaos in the scene while it being safe is really genius. Because we have some children in the production, we've got two swords going at the same time. So, the dancers actually have fight with two swords each. I mean, it's real, quite scary stuff. And it's very realistic. It's choreographed. So realistically, even though it's an illusion, it really does create the drama.
And I know for all Northern Ballet productions, there's always a touch tour prior to the audio described performances. And I just wonder, will there be a chance for people to get a feel of the movements that the dancers will be making in those sort of fight scenes and sword fighting scenes on the touch tours?
Absolutely. We do a touch tour on every Saturday matinee, and we're touring to Leeds, Sheffield, Nottingham, Norwich, London, Stratton-upon-Avon, Southampton, Canterbury, and Newcastle. And if somebody wants to come along on the Saturday morning, we will absolutely bring props, dancers, and just the costumes, and we will get them involved in the feel, the look, everything to make the show as enjoyable as possible to visually impaired patrons.
And Romeo and Juliet, of course, is set to Prokofiev's sort of timeless music played live by the Northern Ballet Sinfonia. And when I hear the overture of Romeo and Juliet, it does make me sort of see in my mind the ballet movements that the dancers are making every time I hear that score. And I wondered for you, as a former Northern Ballet premier dancer, when you hear the sort of overture to Romeo and Juliet and other productions, does it make you feel like you should be back on stage or want to get back on stage?
Well, I think my dancing days have gone a little bit, but I don't think I'll ever not get those goosebumps that you feel when you hit, like you said, when you hear that overture. I mean, the music is just incredible. The humanity of this story, I think it'll stay with me for an awful long time. And whenever I hear that music, I do remember so many poignant moments of the ballet, just filled with real anticipation and hope, apart from the truly devastating parts. But there is that hope as well, that it does bring you to the edge of your seat.
And we must finally also mention a couple of Northern Ballet productions which are coming up later this year for your 2024-25 season. Could you just maybe sort of give me a hint of what might be coming later in the year?
Oh yes, there's quite a lot. We've got a triple bill that will be coming, and that gives an opportunity to showcase new creative voices and bring different perspectives to the fore. We've got choreographer Tutuzelli November, and he's been asked to create a piece as a response to Romeo and Juliet, because it's going to be inspired by a novel called Hill of Fools, and it's about two villages in a bitter rivalry again. And some people consider this to be South Africa's Romeo and Juliet story. And there'll also be an ensemble piece, Four Last Songs, and that's by Rudi van Dantzig, and that's music by Richard Strauss. So they're part of our triple bill. We'll also have our new children's ballet, as we do annually. We're having the return of Cathy Marsden's Jane Eyre. Prior to all this, we've got A Christmas Carol, which is another timeless tale and festive classic that is coming back into our repertoire. And I'm hugely excited about that as well. It's been a long time since we've performed A Christmas Carol. So that will be this Christmas.
Well, we must talk about all those productions maybe a little bit later in the summer. And Pippa, if people would like to find out more about the audio described performances of Romeo and Juliet and more about Northern Ballet, where's the best place for people to go?
If you go on the website northernballet.com/audio-described, all the information is on there. And there's actually a SoundCloud for each venue. So all the information of phone numbers, times, ticket prices, dates. So the best place is definitely northernballet.com/audio-described.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Pippa, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and giving me a great insight into Romeo and Juliet, which I will definitely be booking a ticket to go and see the production in London. Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. Lovely speaking with you.